We are now in the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, which is a special Eis Rotzon. I would like to speak about Birchas HaMazon, which aside from being a special mitzvah to say D'oraisa, also the Chinuch says that a person who is careful about saying Birchas HaMazon properly will always have his parnosa b'kovid. Let us look into the first bracha, Birchas HaMazon. We say, Baruch Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam. Hazanas olam kulo betuvoy bechein bechesed rachim. Hashem brings sustenance to the entire world with His goodness, with a charm, and with His chesed and mercy. Then it seems to repeat Himself. It says, "Hu noisin lechel lechel batzki ilam chaster." He's giving bread, which is sustenance, to everything alive because He has chesed, which seems to be what we just said, that He's done everything with chesed. Then a third time it says, "V'tuva ha'godl, tomei lo yichosalano, v'ayosalano mozun lo yilumved, b'avu shema ha'godol." Because of His goodness, He gave us and will always give us sustenance. It seems to be repeating a third time, the same idea, that Hashem is giving sustenance with His chesed and goodness. I saw a beautiful pshat in the Iyun Tefila, and I'll add a little bit to it. He says, if you pay attention to what you're saying, there are three different levels. First it says, Hazanas ha'olam kuloi betuvoi, which is talking about giving sustenance to everything that was created, which includes not only humans and wildlife, even plant life. The second sentence is, Hunoisen lechem l'chol basar kilam chasto. Basar is animal life, not plant life. So now we're thanking Hashem for giving to the animal life. Chai. Then it says, the third sentence, it's talking about to us, humanity. He's always, with His goodness, giving sustenance to humanity. So, it sounds good. The question is, why do we have to say each one individually? We start off that He's gives mazon to everything, so that's good enough. Why afterwards limit it to things that are alive and then to humanity? But we think of it, there are really three levels of the chasod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The basic sustenance, which even plant life has, is just giving the basic nutrients, like a plant lives off water and the nutrients that are in the earth. And that's a zon. It gives the nutrients it needs to live. Animal life needs more sophisticated food than the plant life needs. And that's called lechem. Lechem doesn't mean only bread. It means a type of food with all the different components of it. The vitamins, the minerals, the proteins, everything else that is necessary for wildlife to exist. That noisim lechem. That's a great chesed of Hashem, that everything alive has its special type of food that is necessary for it to live. So it's not a limited thanking, but it's saying a deeper level of gratitude that the food for living creatures is a bigger chesed. It's a more sophisticated form of providing food. The third level is tamid lo yichosalon v'ayosalon u'mazon lo yilumved. Which is talking about us, humanity, lonu. And that's v'tuv ha'godol. That's a special midah of the goodness of Hashem. What's the difference? Because human beings are bali bechira. We have the choice to do the will of Hashem or not. And the Mishnah in Kedushin says that really, if we don't do the ratzon Hashem, we don't deserve to be fed. An animal cannot not do the ratzon Hashem. He has his instincts and he lives his life with his instincts. So he was created to exist and he gets his sustenance. But we, if we don't behave ourselves, we really should not get it because we're responsible for behaving properly. And that is the third level of chesed. Hashem has such a mitzvah of goodness that He sustains us even if we don't deserve it. That's the third level. So this is a wonderful thing to think about when we're eating. The three levels of chesed that we go through every time we eat. The basic nutrition that everything alive has, the higher level of what living animals and bodies need a more complex type of nutrition. We have that level of nutrition. And the third level we have, even when we're not behaving up to par and we don't deserve food at all, still, b'tuvah godel, the tremendous midah of chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu, he sustains us. When you think of this, the act of eating has been transformed from just an act of fulfilling our innards and our stomachs to an act of appreciating the great chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The more we appreciate the great chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more we come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the more we become worthy of sustenance, not only b'chesed, but even we deserve it. And kamuvan, this is what the Chazal say, if we have the proper kavanah, b'rus hamazon, mi'etz Hashem will all have panosa toiva, not just this year, our entire lives.